USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott's two suicide bombings in Afghanistan on Sunday killed and maimed at least two dozen people.
The first one was a suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province.
France 24 correspondent Shahaza Iwala reporting from Islamabad. Afghanistan's defense minister said 10 soldiers were killed and 9 were wounded when a vehicle exploded near an army base after security forces opened fire on the car. At least 3 people were killed and 21 wounded when a car bomber targeted the convoy of a provincial council chief. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. A presidential recount in Dane County, Wisconsin has been completed, resulting in 45 additional votes for President Donald Trump. The results of both recounts, which were paid for by the President Trump team, end up with an additional 87 votes for Biden. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Department of Justice in Central American countries confront corruption and gangs.
El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and the U.S. Department of Justice have brought criminal charges against more than 700 members of MS-13 and 18th Street gang members, the Department of Justice announced Friday. Attorney General William Barr said a one-week coordinated law enforcement action under Operation Regional Shield combating transnational organized crime. In Honduras alone, the operation resulted in the arrest of over 75 MS-13 and 18th Street gang members, 5 police officers, and numerous search warrants executed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mother of a Florida teen who was shot and killed by a Brevard County Sheriff's deputy earlier this month was wounded herself during a shooting at the burial service. Guests had gathered at Riverview Memorial Gardens to pay their respects to 18-year-old Sincere Pierce and 16-year-old Angela Crooms, who were killed November 13th. Stunned mourners rushed to their cars to leave the scene. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A full slate of NFL games is happening today despite new COVID-19 outbreaks affecting 3 more teams. The Ravens, Rams, and Broncos all shut down practices late in the week. 3 of Denver's quarterbacks are ineligible to play against the Saints. Today's action is capped off by the 7-3 Packers hosting the 5-5 Bears on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks are at Philly on Monday night, and the twice rescheduled Ravens-Steelers matchup is set for Tuesday. Dan Naraki has the top 25 college football scoreboard from the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama cruised to a win in the Iron Bowl, 42-13 over number 22 Auburn. Number 3 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh, 57-17. Number 5 Texas A&M handled LSU, 20-7. Number 6 Florida beat Kentucky, 34-10. Michigan State upset number 8 Northwestern, 29-20. Number 9 Georgia ran away from South Carolina, 45-16. Number 12, Indiana topped Maryland, 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 21 days after a COVID outbreak that canceled 2 games. Number 20, Coastal Carolina beat Texas State, 49-14. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech, 50-44. But 5 games involving top 25 teams were postponed or canceled this week as multiple teams dealt with COVID outbreaks.
Vanderbilt goalkeeper Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game on Saturday, kicking off in the second half. Vanderbilt was crushed by Missouri 41-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.